got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Episode 129 of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. If you want to be a part of the community, go to our Instagram page, Instagram.com/IsTheMicStillOn. Click the Linktree link. And from there, you can join any community you want to be a part of. Discord, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter. You can also go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/IsTheMicStillOn, and subscribe to our videos. We got new content coming over there, too.
What's that number you said, though, Ken?
129.
Okay, on this, based off Reddit, you off.
By how? How many?
By like six. On here, the episode with Christina that we did is 132, so this would be 133.
Somebody wrong.
Why did Somebody's we bring wrong. The numbers back?
Oh, I'm just, I like them.
Somebody's fuck wrong. Vivo is out this week, but sitting in for him is Chris, a.k.a. Well, how we
want
to do this?
You can call me Chris. You can call me Wooly, whatever you want. Granddad okay. Wooly from Dead End Gaming on Is the Mic Still On, finally. I was the last one from the crew to make it.
Fire Are you?
Yeah. Y'all left me out. I forgot about me.
Oh,
that's how it is. That's all good. My feelings ain't hurt enough. I'm just saying.
That's the last, nigga. That's what I call it.
I mean, you turned us down about two or three times.
That's true. I had to work. I was out of town.
It's not our fault. So, we got something going on special coming up?
Yeah, we got the Super Smash Bros. Tournament live here at Dead End Studios, July 27th. Our second video game tournament. Our first one was Mortal Kombat. Very good success. So, we're back with another one. Sign-ups are going fast. We're already at over half of our signups in 4 days. So if you want to sign up, do it now. If you're in the Atlanta area, you play Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, cash pot prize, merch. You get an interview on DG. We're going to stream it live on Twitch. So, and FIFO was talking Smash. He was talking Smash the last podcast.
Smash your
word. And he was saying he was going to bet whoever's going to beat me, put $75 on whoever beat me. So, I'm trying to take FIFO's money. He ain't here right now, but.
He just texted Fantano.
Yeah. I ain't scared of Fantano. Fantano left. Who left?
He had to take a shit.
He didn't take no damn shit.
Yes, he did.
He had to take no damn shit.
He was jiggling around.
He was about to shit himself because he knew he was about to lose.
Ooh.
It was 8-8. He saw defeat on the horizon. He was like, nah, I can't do this.
Words.
I know, right?
I gotta keep my shit. Words. So it's all right. Me and him gotta finish that match anyway.
So Smash Bros. As in like Mario, isn't there?
Uh oh. Sophie about to come fuck you up.
Sophie gotta come over. Come over to the.
Wait, is that accurate?
It's a Nintendo game with like a bunch of Mario.
A bunch of the characters.
Yeah,
is Princess Mario. Peach in there?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah. See.
Interesting.
Oh, come on over, Sophie. Come on,
Sophie.
Sophie
came in here. Come on, over your ass. Come on, games is
done. Come on now.
Why y'all doing this?
I'm not talking about that no more because me mugging went into hiding for like.
I'm not me mugging. Like, first of all, I'm not me mugging. I just don't
know. No, look, mugging had to go back and learn to identify and figure out how to associate himself
as
again.
He says he's not messing with him no more. He continues to mess with him.
I did feel kind of bad. But if she whooped your ass, man, y'all
ain't gonna happen. Like, y'all just act like I'm him. Like, I'm me mugging who's just gonna lose.
Oh, it's not like you talking shit on me.
I'm just saying, I proved myself. I proved my worth, y'all.
It took you a good month and a half.
Nigga, blame Fantano. He the one who, I was trying to get that thing going for a while. He was like, I gotta do this. He finally... What happened? Look, why are we talking about this?
Yeah. We're not.
Every time I show up, y'all talking about some irrelevant shit. That about me.
So if by the time you hear this podcast and all the spots are filled, make sure you follow Dead End Gaming so you can stay up to date on when the next tournament is. I know there's a Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah, we're going to have a run back for Mortal Kombat 11. So that one's coming up again after this. So be looking out for that too.
All right, so... let's jump into facts only. The show is broken down into four parts: facts only, topics, comic commentary, and pass the mic. So we're gonna do. We actually have two this week. So the first one is about the apology. Apparently, Congress has apologized for slavery. I think this took place in 2008. Representative Steve Cohen, a Democrat from Tennessee. Introduced the U.S. apology for slavery back then. So,
So, does that change your opinion on things? Do you forgive them or what? What does that do now that you know that?
You're like, no, because it was under a black prison.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's something, you know, and I think it's, yeah, it's something. It's cool. But nevertheless, there's an apology on record. So now they just need to figure out what they're going to do about reparations. So, you know, so anyway.
What was the second fact on?
About the debate that we had about killing an innocent bystander. So apparently, and I did not know this, there is something called a felony murder law. So basically what it is it is a legal rule that expands the definition of murder, and it applies when someone commits a certain kind of felony and someone else dies in the course of it.
So like if I was robbing a bank and somebody had a heart attack?
Yeah, so Amy Loves This wrote, if you kill a bystander while defending yourself, you are not charged with murder. Should you fail to kill the assistant you were defending yourself from, they will be charged with the homicide. So this goes back to Marche Jones, the case. So we kind of got into a discussion about, why wasn't the person that shot and killed the baby charged? And then I introduced an argument about what would happen. So
give my props.
Look, nigga, give I didn't know that wrong.
Give like, my props.
And you didn't either.
I said that.
But just because it's the law don't mean that shit is right, though.
That was an argument. The argument was the law.
I was right, nigga. Yeah. That's all I need
to be said. God damn it.
Yeah, so
there's a lot of laws that ain't right, motherfucker.
Yeah, so they said that 45 states have this law on their...
Wow.
45 states has this law.
That's crazy.
And basically that someone has to be responsible for the murder, and it's something they call but for. So in other words, that
but for something happening,
right,
this wouldn't have happened, right?
Yep. So
learn that on Judge Mathis.
Yeah, felony murder rule. Have you heard of that before then?
The felony murder rule? Nah.
Okay.
Hell no.
Yeah, I never heard of it either.
Me either.
That's the first.
So shout out to Reddit, man, and appreciate you guys for the correction.
What was the girl's name again?
Amy Loves This.
Thank you, Amy Loves This.
So, yeah. But, all right, so there's that.
Still fucked up.
Still ain't right.
All right, so speaking of Marche, we're going to jump into topics now. There was an update that happened a few days after that. So the charges were dropped against her. The manslaughter charge was dropped against her. And, you know, I kind of read that part, you know, that little update that was in that article during the show, but just want to let everybody know that it has officially been dropped. If you guys didn't happen to see the updated news, so if you wasn't here, did you have any thoughts on what went down with the whole situation? Because I know you had sent it to me, right, Marche Jones?
No, I just sent it to you because I thought it was interesting.
All right, we're going to move on.
Wait, real quick, okay, before we move on to another topic. Actually, you know what? I'll save this.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. For later on in the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't forget.
I won't forget. It's nothing important.
I mean, we're...
I just met some fans yesterday, and I think I was not as friendly as I normally would be. I wasn't mean, but I was on the floor looking at records, and this really nice couple came up, and they're like, oh, your mic from... is the mic still on? And I was like, oh, yeah. Normally, I would get up and have a conversation and shake hands, but... I have just got over being sick and my back was hurting and it took me like 10 minutes to get down on the ground. I didn't want to get back up.
Just bad timing.
But I'm pretty sure I said that I appreciated y'all. But if I didn't, once again, if y'all are the couple that I met, I really appreciate y'all. They were very, very, very nice. That's all.
Okay, cool.
They recognize you from Mr. Mike's still on?
That's what, yeah, the wife said that. The wife was like, oh, your mic from Mr. Mike's still on. And I was like, I thought that was odd too. That's why I thought it was cool. But like again, I was just like in the midst of flipping through records, and I was on the ground, and I was trying to keep my posture so my back wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't have a full on conversation with them. That's all.
They may be podcast only listeners.
They might be.
Yeah, but
recognizing my face.
Face is odd because we haven't put out as many videos like a dead end.
Unless they go to the YouTube, they see me tagged, they go to my page.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Put
not
it all
YouTube,
together.
I'm sorry, the Instagram.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
put it all together. Yeah.
Yeah. I And then we'll jump into it. Just ran into a guy at the movies last night, going to see Spider-Man. Review coming on the Frames Per Second podcast. Once we, well, yeah, just subscribe and we'll have that up for you. So, yeah, real cool. But he doesn't listen to the podcast. He just watched the video. So, his name was Kai. But since he don't listen to the podcast, he won't hear the shout out. But anyway, but yeah, it was pretty cool. So anyway, Lil Nas X made news last week. Apparently, he came out as gay on the last day of Pride Month. And I guess there was a thing about that. I don't know. But it was interesting nonetheless. I guess my question when I first saw this was, why is this always such a big announcement? Or why is this always a thing when people come out as gay? I just don't understand.
I was thinking that, like, this day and age, I was thinking that it's not a thing anymore. Well, you know what? I wouldn't say it's not a thing. I was thinking, is it still a thing? Mm-hmm. Versus, like, back in the day, it was a thing.
It was a thing,
right.
Yeah.
I'm saying? Back in the day, it was a thing. But yeah. Now it's like, okay, is this still a thing? When I saw it, I was like, okay, why is this trending? Is this a thing now? Like, okay, what's the big deal?
I mean, he's a rapper.
Maybe that's what really it is. He's a rapper.
He's a rapper. If you weren't a rapper, I don't think this would be
as big. I still think that is not even like a...
It is. Every time a rapper comes out,
every time a rapper comes out, it's like a big thing. They make it like...
All right, go ahead.
So they just make it like a big deal. And I'm like, especially with this kind of, like, okay. And then it just seemed like, because he did it on the last day of Pride Month, and then he was like, yeah, well, if you look at my album cover, there's the rainbow on the building. I purposely put that there. So a part of me is like, okay, you did it maybe purposely, or maybe you're doing this because you're like, okay, this EP didn't do too well, because I don't think his EP did too well, and maybe I need to get a little more extra legs or attention on me. Maybe he's doing that. So it could be one or the other. I don't know. I mean, I could care less, but it's like, it just seems like it's something. I mean, it worked because people are still talking now. Now they've shifted to talking about something
else. But don't
else.
You think it might still be a big deal for the LGBT people to have some kind of representation example?
It is.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
it's
of
big
course.
For them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Cause it's like the whole, well, I guess we're going to jump into that later, but we can, the whole Disney thing shouldn't be a big deal. Of them casting a black person, but for black people, we're like, shit, that's dope, that's crazy. Yeah. But for other people, they might just be like, who cares?
I think, yeah, it just goes down to if it affects you. And I think it's, I mean, like I said, with Lil Nas X, like, big ups to him. Like, if that's what he, you know, if that's his thing and he's came out, more power to him. And I hope that, like, you know, that he's supported and that he continues to keep doing this thing. And it doesn't end up being a thing where it's like, okay, I did this, you know, and it just a way for him to kind of keep his career going. Like, I just want it to be like a legitimate thing where, like, he's like really, you know, 100% about this. Like, that's all I'm saying. It's like,
I disagree.
It's like, I don't know.
With which part?
Well, I don't think this is something that he would do to keep his career going. I think it's something that could put him in a box, to be honest. And to be honest, it already has been started. People have been like reassessing like the lyrics of Old Town Road and like sexualizing it. Like, and it's just kind of like, oh, like that's what you were writing on the Old Town Road. Like this whole thing. I don't know. I feel like people were speculating about it because he used to have an old account that used to be allegedly like a Nicki Minaj fan account or whatever. And so a lot of people on Twitter already kind of knew. But I think just with people who didn't know him off of social media or like from the fact that, because he was a stan account before he became like this like Lil Nas X superstar with the Old Town Road hit. And obviously like his controversy with the whole country charts and stuff put him in the spotlight. But for people who don't know him, I think maybe he felt like, okay, you know, I'm new on the scene. A lot of people don't really know anything about me. A lot of people from social media do know, you know, about me. And it's just kind of like, it was going to come out anyways, you know? So I feel like he kind of got in front of it to be like, all right, well, you know, I am gay, this and that. I kind of feel like that's probably the route that he chose, if anything.
Has anyone here listened to his EP?
Yeah, I listened to some of it.
Were there any kind of, like when you, now that you know, were there any kind of hidden references that
I
you might have
caught? I
wasn't
listening to it like that. It's just that
you just like put it on.
I just played it. I was curious to see what it sounded like. Mm-hmm. And to my surprise, it was like, it was like kind of. It was like
all over the place?
Yeah, it was all over the place. Yeah. And it was,
it wasn't even much rapping, actually. It was just like a, well, I won't say it not rapping, but it wasn't like a traditional rap sound, mm-hmm. basically. Like, I thought it was going to be like a whole bunch of trap and all that type of stuff, but it was like more like pop type music. In my opinion,
it's probably I'm trying to search for another hit.
Yeah, like, no, that's yeah. definitely.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely sounds it like that's
off,
what
it
he was
came
doing.
Off that way when you
yeah,
listened.
Yeah, absolutely. Very inauthentic.
Absolutely.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, it's
that's
like,
the thing he was referring to.
Yeah, that's the cover. I mean, his tweet was, you know, said dead ass thought I made it obvious. And
really?
I mean,
right.
With a rainbow on a building, bruh.
Who, me?
You're not the bro. Yes, Ken, when you made that album cover, what were you thinking?
No, like when I saw that album cover, I wouldn't think that.
Yeah, nobody would look that hard. It's kind of far away, to be honest.
You mentioned it, and so,
you caught it?
You did?
No, he was definitely joking. All he does is make like a bunch of jokes. So.
See, this is that young people troll bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know if he's like trolling or if it's like legitimate. If it's like I said, it just seems like I don't know the way
no,
it
him
is.
Being gay,
him being
is,
gay
real.
Is not
yeah.
a troll.
He was, but no, not that. It's just like the way that he's going about it. Is he like, because he's, you can tell that on social media the way he's doing it. He's like, it just seems like he's, it's something about it. It's like, it's not like if he's gay, that's cool, which is fine, but it's like, it just seems the way that he's approaching it is like, okay, I'm going to have fun with this.
He anyway, has to.
Yeah.
Because it's probably a defense mechanism. It's
to
like,
be
if
honest.
You make yeah, fun of yourself, then when
right.
everybody else
people
makes fun of you, that's
you.
What I did in high school. It's like, you can only make fun of you if you kind of allow it, but if I make fun of myself, then what else is there for you to do?
Yeah, well, but these days, though, like, it's not, like, as, like, crazy. Like, if you came out gay, like, years ago, then you would be made, but to these days, it's like, it's not as big of a deal, so I don't think it's
still,
a deal.
I still saw shit on Twitter, and people were even, like, I had sent something out that wasn't even about Lil Nas X, and some fucking asshole went in there and then at mention Nas X and tried to turn it into a gay joke.
Well, yeah,
and I
have
had to clear it up.
Still,
and like,
yeah, but
I was like, yo, that's not funny. And why the fuck would you do that off of one of my tweets? And
right.
I actually even sent Lil Nas X an apology because I was like, man, I don't want this shit
yeah.
to look like I'm joining in that. But then when I went and looked after that, there's a whole bunch of anti-gay comments about this guy.
I think there's like this idea that, you know, being gay is...
Accepted,
you know, and just like everyone's cool with it. And I think that idea stems from like workplace culture and, you know, the fact that, you know, now if you say something that's not, you know, supportive of the LGBT community, like from your job and stuff, it's seen as like a discriminatory thing. And that type of things have like actions, like disciplinary actions. But people in their average everyday lives are still very fucking homophobic. And it's not even like overly advertent. It's just kind of like just with simple shit. And to be honest, I kind of reached a place a while ago where I thought that, you know, okay, I've grown in, you know, my journey of like accepting and being accepting towards all people, but not everybody's on the same spectrum. And it's very interesting to see that. So I guess to kind of assume like, oh yeah, this shouldn't be a big deal. Literally just go to the fucking Shade Room comments and you'll understand why it is that big of a deal. Because people are still hateful and people are like, man, he should have kept this shit to himself. Everything don't got to be gay now, this and that and the third. And it's just kind of like, you think that it's progressing, but it's really not as much as you think.
No, I agree with that. I mean, because I definitely know that there are people that still are against, you know,
it's a
that community. But what I'm saying is that I think it's a lot more acceptable, especially on the internet, than it once was or whatever. I'm not saying that it's just been abolished and it's nothing and nobody doesn't care. That's like racism, right? I mean, it's obviously still racist out there. So I'm just saying that it's not as big of a deal. Like, oh, this guy's gay. But I will give you the whole rapper thing element that Mike threw in that. Yeah, that is a little bit surprising because it's a rapper. But yeah, I don't know. It was just a thought I had, really. Just like, I wonder if this is still a big deal for people. You know what I mean? When I saw it, you know, I wasn't saying that it wasn't, but I'm just saying, I wonder if it is. So I was curious to hear what you guys were going to say. Like, oh yeah, this isn't a big deal anymore. Cause it did cross my mind. Like, is this really news now? Is this going to hurt them? Is it going to affect them? Like, how is this going to affect them? Like, you know.
But go ahead. Yeah, no, you were not alone. Like, I think one of the first questions I wrote, you know, when putting the show together was, you know, is this a big deal? You know, and, you know, I was with you. Like, when I saw the news, it was like, okay, like, why, you know. If you want to let everybody know, you know, just to get off your chest, cool. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But, you know, for... Not necessarily him, I guess the reaction from everybody else.
Right, right.
Like all the coverage that it got, you know, was just incredible to me. And it was just like...
It's like, wow, this worked for real?
Yeah,
it was, I mean, it even surprised him. He was like, damn, this shit worked.
Yeah, so, yeah. And to go back to what you were saying about the trolling aspect of, you know, his personality, I think, and him joking, this is just who he is.
Like, yeah,
I follow
sure.
him on Twitter, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, outside of this, that's just how
I mean,
is.
He was
yeah.
a troll before he had this yeah. number one hit, you know, yeah. and he was very good at it, and a lot of his stuff went viral, and so now that he's an art... I mean, artist stuff, you have, like, your fans retweeting you anyways, but then that combined with the actual fans that you had before, it's just, like, his stuff does, like, 150,000, like, you know, retweets and stuff on, like, a regular.
Yeah, he has a way outside of this with handling negative feedback about yeah. things. I've noticed that before this thing even happened. It's just like one of the things he just takes something that somebody says negatively and just flips it and makes a joke out of it.
Right. And
I don't know
that...
if it affects him inside, but it doesn't appear that it does. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, so seeing him react to this stuff or seeing him joking about, you know, coming out and, like, it doesn't surprise me because this is just his personality.
Yeah, he was fully prepared for
yeah,
it.
So I don't think it's like a defense mechanism or anything like that. I think he's just being who he is.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I think another reason why he probably came out or, you know, stood in front of it like this was because, again, since a lot of people didn't know him, he's tall and he's like a little cutie or whatever. I feel like a lot of girls were just like, you know, like just, you know, trying to figure out with like what's up with him. So for him to be like, so yeah, actually gay. But, you know, just to, again, get in front of it.
He did say something like, I thought it was weird. He said, he's like, I could be, even though I'm gay, I'm still straight or something like that. He said, did y'all see that?
Hmm?
He said, even though I'm gay, I'm still straight. I'm still a straight man.
You see, that's why I was just of course, because I don't think he knows it doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Right.
But I think he's just kind of like, he threw the gay thing out there. He got a huge, whether or not y'all see it, I saw it. He got a huge negative backlash. Including like Lil Boosie said some shit, and then some other rappers.
Oh yeah, people
But then I think that's when he started throwing out these weird kind of random jokey comments, and I was like, oh, I see what he's doing. I don't follow him like y'all do. I just thought he was just like, okay.
Do you feel like that's his version of saying like I'm gay, but leave me alone?
No.
Oh.
Because if that was the case, then why even say it?
Hmm. Yeah, because you know people are gonna say. You have to know yeah. people are gonna.
No,
say
no, no,
something.
No. The comment where he was like, "I'm gay, but I'm still a straight man."
No, I think that's just him trying to turn the entire thing into a big joke because he's getting attacked.
Yeah, I can see that. That sucks.
I just didn't know if it was if anybody else could decipher that. Because I was just like,
I've seen hashtags boycott Old Town Road. Like, mm-hmm. wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because he came out as gay.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things for me where, again, it's just so sensitive. Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, kill all gay people or anything like that. It's just like in everyday life, there are little things that kind of are rooted in the hate of these communities. And we don't necessarily see them all the time because they don't always really even apply to us. So for me, it's just important to like look for those signs and, you know, just kind of. Just pay attention and, you know, be fucking kind to people who go through this type of stuff.
I just don't get the boycott Old Town Road. Like, why?
I mean, it's the same reason racist people are throwing out their Nikes.
It's the same. It happens every time they think that, you know, there's always this thing where they think there's a gay agenda, especially with black folks.
We're
the main ones. They're always talking about there's a gay agenda. And I'm sure that'll start rolling around where they'll start trying to say that the whole thing was planned. He's an industry plant to further the gay agenda.
Yep.
Because, I mean, when I looked at the boycott thing, it seemed like it was mostly black folks. I didn't really see a whole lot of white people.
Yeah.
They're not saying that they're immune
right,
from
right,
it.
Right,
but
right, right.
It was mostly black people. At least their AVIs were black.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I don't know if I'm familiar with the gay agenda. I know the emasculation of the black man. I've heard that. It's the same thing.
It's the same shit, you know, trying to make it seem like, you know, the black man is feminized, I guess.
Right, right. Yeah. So that's the same thing as the gay
agenda?
You
haven't heard people say there's a gay agenda where they try to like where they're trying to force acceptance of gay people onto straight people. You never heard that? Well, I guess you don't really go online like that, but that's definitely a thing.
Oh, it's definitely a thing.
A huge thing.
And you know what's very interesting? I was thinking about it the other day. This idea that, you know, if you watch the episode of Arthur where Mr. Ratburn is gay, or, you know, if they're like subliminal gay things in your child's cartoon or movies or whatever, right? Things like that, that'll quote unquote make your child gay. But then it's also like, How can you? It's.
You said explain the SpongeBob.
No, you don't. No, no, no. I was just asking. No, we'll talk. Like,
we'll talk. Yeah. But basically, yeah, just like little things like that about how you can basically influence somebody to be gay, but then at the same time, their same logic is that being gay is a choice. So which one is it?
Well, that's why they think it's a choice, because you can influence someone to be gay. So you're there making a choice to be gay. That's why the whole thing is stupid.
It's just so dumb. Like, I just don't get that. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lack of critical thinking when it comes to that. But again, a lot of people aren't that introspective. So.
Well, there's a lot of gay cartoons. So I'm just saying. Bumblebee was gay. In case y'all didn't know.
The Transformer?
Yeah.
Ooh, how do you have a gay robot?
Oh, there's plenty of gay robots.
Which one?
I kind of think Optimus Prime was a little gay.
Shut up. No, he wasn't.
Just a little gay.
He was trying to enforce the gay men are not always, you know, feminine. I still fuck some motherfuckers up. But he had a sensitive side.
What does... Okay.
I don't know why you're taking any of this.
I'm not right.
I was trying to follow
you
for a second.
I just Lil Nas X the fuck out of all y'all.
I'm done.
It could make sense, though. Megatron could be, you know, toxic masculinity.
Right. Said stop.
I can see this. I can see it.
True. True. We're going to explore this. Not
yeah,
today,
we
though.
Should. We should. Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick was back in the news. You talked about, or one of you guys mentioned, white people throwing out their Nikes, basically because Kaepernick had them stop selling the Air Max 1 USAs, which had the 13-star American Revolution era U.S. flag on the heel of the shoe.
I was going to buy those until I saw that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Before?
Yeah, I saw them because, like, I have, you know, I have a sneaker app, and I'm a Air Max 1 guy. Like, I like those, that style. Or whatever. So when I saw them, I was like, oh, man, that's a dope colorway. So you can flip through it so that, you know, they have different angles. So you see it at first like, oh, snap, I like that colorway. And so you see the front, you see the side, you see like a quarter angle. And then they went to the back. I was like, oh, yeah, that's Aaron. Those aren't it right there, but that's the style of shoe.
Let me see.
Y'all see me wear those. I got some red and white ones. But the colorway is dope that they came out with for 4th of July. And I was like, oh, man, that's a dope colorway. But then you turn it around and it has that flag on the back. I'm like, I can't rock those.
Can't wear the Air Racist.
Yeah, I can't. I wouldn't even rock them if it was an American flag, I don't think, at this point.
Wait, really? What? Wait, yeah, what's on it?
Oh, you wouldn't. I thought you said you would.
I don't think I would.
No, I
what's
either.
On it? Yeah. Can I see it?
It's the
It's the what? The
Bessie Rock's flag.
The flag before
has
the,
racial,
flag
has
before the 50 states yeah, flag. Before,
that's
yeah.
why it's weird. Why did they?
It was weird. I was like, this was a horrible move.
They're just ugly.
This is before. See, I almost tweeted about it. I was like, man, I was thinking this before Colin Kaepernick even said anything. I was wondering if someone was going to say something about it. So I was surprised that somebody had just said something
Wait a
about
minute.
It.
You were going to buy those before seeing the back?
Don't do that. Leave them alone.
What you mean before seeing the back?
She's trying to say they're ugly.
They are.
No, she's saying the shoes are trash all around.
Look at the other color. Look at the other angles.
Every angle.
Look at that. Yeah, click on the one that color has.
You're trying to touch it like it's a touchscreen.
I know. I didn't do that shit, too. Hey,
Tell me you got that, Huey.
I didn't do that shit, too. You know what?
Why is she ain't going?
Hey, don't say it. Hey, for a second, you know I'm used to him having his iPod all the time, so I'm touching it like, what the fuck? Why this shit ain't doing that?
Wait.
Every mic.
No, it's not my iPad, B.
They're not.
They're dope. That's a
no,
dope style
not.
Shoe.
That's you don't ugly. Like that? No.
What are you talking about? So you don't like my shoes?
No.
I have something. Look, the only difference between mine and those that you've seen me wear before is that the check is red. That's the
you know
only
what?
Difference.
The ones that I hate worse than those are the ones with those big tongues.
I don't like big tongue shoes either.
Yuck.
Those shoes are clean as fuck. The Air Max ones are clean.
Well, I mean, those are,
it's classic
those are ugly,
shoes.
But the ones that are uglier are
they're
the ones with
ugly.
The big tongue.
See,
all right.
I told you don't do that. You don't talk about a man's shoes.
They're not ugly, man.
Yeah, they are.
Those are dope.
So, like, what would you wear with that? What would you wear with that fit?
What do you mean? With this particular colorway?
Describe your outfit.
His denim shirt.
Stop the madness, Mike. Stop the madness.
They're clean shoes. You can wear them with pretty much anything. That's the
describe an outfit.
What I have on now. I wear what I have on now.
Yeah, they look like pretty nondescript shoes.
Yeah.
The blues don't match.
It doesn't matter. It complements.
Does.
What you mean? It's not about matching. Oh, God.
Okay. We'll work on this. All right, go ahead.
Anyway.
It's dope. That's a popular...
okay,
anyway.
But then you saw the back, and then
yeah,
you were like...
and I was just like, nah, no way. I'm purchasing these shoes. No way. No way. As much as I like that style shoe, as much as I like the colorway,
when
I
saw the
flag just threw everything out.
I bet you wish you bought them now, though, huh?
Because them bitches are selling online for like $2,000.
Yeah. Right. Go ahead.
Why?
Because it's controversial.
They're collectible now, I guess.
It's a collectible album.
They took it off the shelf, so now it brought the price value up.
I'm with Mike.
So
I wish I would have bought that.
Yeah, and then just sell them back on eBay for about $3,000.
I was really surprised that they made that. I was just like, wow. Yeah. I wish I would have worn the day. I almost worn the day.
Was there a reason why they didn't use the regular American flag?
That's the part that I want
to
know.
I think it's cuz they tried to do 4th of July and they were like, "Okay, well, the 4th of July was made in 1776 when this is the Betsy Ross, this is
so
the first
flag."
They didn't want to use that theme, but they didn't think that shit through. I'm like, "Why don't you just put USA on it?"
Something else.
But can you believe that they didn't think it through though? Do you really think? I mean, whenever these things happen, we always say, "Did they think it?"
I work with large companies and marketing people. Half of them are stupid. They don't know what the hell you're doing half the time. They make some dumb decisions, and half of them just like don't think. They think like, "Oh, this would be cool," and they don't really think about other people. I've seen that shit in person, so that's not far off that somebody was in a marketing meeting and saying, "Yeah, what if we use the Betsy Ross? Like that would be awesome because it's 4th of July."
And you don't think anybody in the room was like, "That's not a good idea."
Nobody who probably had the power to say no to it, like the people who was in power, probably was like, "Yeah, that's a good idea because
we don't
have
to add that many stars to it,"
right?
But that's different. Like, you don't think anybody? See, I don't buy that excuse anymore at all because this shit keeps happening. The monkey shit, all of this shit keeps fucking happening. So there's no way. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I believe you 100%.
No. It's because the people who are in charge,
they know.
There's probably 1 to 3 people who can make that final call, and there are probably people who really just know what they're doing, but they don't care.
Somebody has told them.
Yeah, somebody's probably
told them. That's what I'm saying.
But they can say, "Oh, I'm gonna do it anyway because I want to do it."
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is. Yeah. They didn't. It's not that they didn't know or they didn't think it out. They didn't give a fuck. Somebody told them.
Sometimes it is though. People who just don't think it out though, because they think it won't be a big deal because they don't see it. They don't see because they're ignorant and they don't
until someone tells them after the fact.
Mm-mm. Well, so, I want to bring something up because we all from advertising company, so I know it's been plenty of sites that go out where we was like, "I don't think this is a good idea," but somebody above us pushed it out anyway.
A design idea.
Yeah,
and the company that, I mean, to cut you off,
no,
but
go
think
ahead.
About it. The company that we came from, they don't ever listen to us.
Right.
Yo, but that's my point.
Okay.
It's not that they didn't think it out. They didn't give a fuck. This whole idea, because what they'll say is, "We didn't know. We didn't realize."
Oh, that's what
you're
saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
bullshit. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
Someone told them.
Yeah.
They were just like, "Fuck it. Oh, well. Do it anyway."
Yeah. Or to add to what he was saying and what you're saying is that somebody at a lower level may have brought it up, and it went to a manager, then went to another manager, and then it stopped there.
Yeah.
And then the high levels don't know about it.
Don't
they
know
about it.
It.
It never reached their desk.
Right.
Yeah. I can see that.
Some of them just sign off on shit. They'll be like, "Okay, what? Okay, boom."
Yeah.
And then they don't even care.
Right. Because you was a consultant. We were change facilitators at one point, and I was a designer. And I remember that shit happening, like, "Yo, I don't think this," but if the customer actually wants it, it will still go out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It may be some pushback on certain situations, but most of the time it'll go out and then have to be pulled down later.
Yep. Exactly.
Which is
exactly.
Funny.
That's exactly what happened. We come from advertising, so yeah, I've seen it.
Well, Nike made $3 billion after that, so which is
damn.
Yes.
Damn.
$3 billion?
$3 billion?
$3 billion.
How did they sell three billion shoes that fast? Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, their stock shares went up 2%.
Why would it go up?
Just people applauding.
Yeah, they say that's a good move. I'm gonna invest in Nike because they're doing moves like that.
But it's people on both sides though. People hate that they took them down.
Oh yeah. You're like the
So they like that they came out with them, and then they like that they took it down. So you're getting both.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Well, if you're a shareholder in a company and the company's doing well, you're not going to pull stock out because they made that move. But if you're somebody who doesn't have stock in Nike and they make that move and it's, "Yo, okay, I'm going to put some stock in Nike because they made a good move," that just makes it better. So, like, when you own stocks and they're doing good, you don't want to just pull them out because of
Nike know what they're doing.
Yeah,
man.
They know
what the second time this has happened.
Even when the Colin Kaepernick thing.
What was the other time that happened?
Signing Colin Kaepernick, their stock went up.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the second time they released some shoes like that.
Right. Because then you had people that didn't like them, and then you had people that did like the fact that they put them on there. So it's just like they're smarter.
Yeah.
I think they knew exactly
what
they're doing.
But sure, they made some money, but doesn't it still kind of put a damper on their brand a little bit?
Hell no,
that
not
something
Nike.
Like that even happened? Because when I look at something like this, I'm just like, man, fuck Nike.
I just don't
get people that are just like, oh, this was a great move. Let me go buy some stock. It just seems like y'all fell for the okie doke. Because, like, I can't see how you thought, okay, well, since they fucking came up with a design, went to print, made the shoes, and then pulled them down, you're like, oh, that's a great move. I'm going to invest some stock.
But it was a
quick
decision to pull them.
It should have been a quick decision not to release them. That's why I'm looking at Nike like, fuck y'all.
But we just talked about how they could have gotten released.
I know, but I'm still looking at y'all like y'all are either ignorant or stupid. One of the two.
I think it was ignorant. So, but once they knew about it, they pulled the shoe from the shelves. Like, and people are applauding
them
for that response.
If Colin Kaepernick was in that meeting when they pitched that idea, it would have got shot down immediately. But he wasn't in there, so he didn't know about it until they came out anyway. That's why they made the backlash about it.
Yeah, you're countering your previous statements now.
I'm just saying, like, it's the people who be in those like final meetings. They honestly don't give a fuck or they're ignorant. It's either one or the other,
y'all,
and they let
keep,
it out.
We got to move on, but I don't buy it. I don't buy that these motherfuckers really didn't know that this Betsy Ross flag might piss some people off. We don't know. I just don't buy it. And they took Colin Kaepernick to be like, hey, guys, hey, tap, tap on the shoulder.
Don't.
Just so you know, this flag was around, black people were slaves. Not a great idea.
Yeah, I wonder if they would have did something if I would have tweeted him.
It's a great American hero.
If I would have said, hey, man,
no, they probably wouldn't have because they've already been told.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if just a regular consumer like myself would have been like, yo, man, I don't think this shoe is a good idea. I'm not
put too much stock and money in Kaepernick. And Kaepernick kind of has this thing about him that now he's like, he kind of has that pull now because like if they drop Kaepernick, you know what that's going to do to Nike? If they drop him because
nothing.
But it's going to be like, okay, you drop Kaepernick. At the same time, these shoes were dropped because he said something.
I get you,
that's gonna be like, that's gonna look bad on Nike.
What happens if they do this dumb thing and their golden boy comes out and says, hey guys, this is racist. And then Nike says, oh shit, we didn't know, Kaepernick. We're gonna pull this down real quick.
You make a good point.
I just don't buy this story.
Point. Yeah.
This seems like a fucking a lame ass like movie or some shit. It doesn't seem real. That they just made this random ass, obviously fucked up, racist ass mistake and had to be told by their guy who's
their
employed
guy who would
by
go
them.
Out and tell a lot of people who are influenced by him and will cause a big uplash. That's why they're
gullible
they're
as fuck, bro.
It's not
y'all
a gullible thing. It's fuck. Like it's like they got Kaepernick because they knew it would be a good move. But now, like, if Kaepernick says anything on
Kaepernick
social media,
Kaepernick is at this point Leroy. Is he's employed by Nike. You think that Kaepernick wouldn't just call Nike and be like, yo, you might want to pull this down instead of going public about it?
Well, yeah,
this shit makes no
first,
sense.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they didn't, now what if they said, no, we're not going to pull it down, Colin? You think he's not going to say nothing at all?
So you think that's what happened?
No, I'm thinking.
Okay,
what I'm
so
saying,
then that's
what
an
I'm
irrelevant
saying is if
scenario.
If he called and they said, no, we're not going to pull the shoe, Colin, and then he's
but
like, okay,
but that's not
fuck
what
it.
Happened, Willie.
But I'm saying if that did happen, who's to say that Colin
why are we
did?
Talking about if that's what happened
well,
when it didn't?
Well, the shoes are gone.
Colin went public.
The shoes are gone.
Stop falling for the shit.
Nobody's falling.
Fuck Nike.
I wear shit.
Fuck Nike.
He said, I wear Reeboks.
I wear everything except Nikes anyway, so there you go.
See?
I wear what I can afford at the time.
What were you about to ask?
I got Nikes. It was about Colin Kaepernick, but we can discuss it later. Yeah, about if they got rid of him. But
if they got rid of him when the shoe thing happened, sure. If they dropped him now, yeah, there'd be a huge backlash. They'd probably say they're racist.
The Arizona governor, Doug Ducey, on Tuesday said he was ordering the Arizona Commerce Authority to withdraw incentives for Nike building a manufacturing plant. It's probably plant in the state. But then he was at the Nike meeting or barbecue. He got caught a couple of days later. So you know how that stuff go.
Get him, Ducey.
ASAP Rocky, man. Y'all saw what went down with him?
Yeah.
No. So, please somebody inform me on this.
Just flung that.
Because he's in jail.
He's in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in jail.
It was some
I just saw Juicy J tweet something like,
free ASAP.
Yeah, did y'all see the whole video?
Oh, sorry. I watched all of them. He said, pray for my boy. And at first I was like, damn, is he in the hospital? But then I was like, oh, never mind.
Need to, because he's in a whole other country. Yeah.
So what did he do?
They got into a fight over there with some locals.
Who was they?
There was like his bodyguard and a couple other people. But go ahead.
And they really, really, really tried not to fight these guys. And they just kept messing with them.
It was following them.
Wait, who tried not to fight who?
Tried not to fight these two guys that were bothering them.
Okay.
Just go that way.
Who's following us?
Go that way.
Fight the team. No, bro. Nobody wants to fight with him, bro. Go that way.
Look at this shit.
I told you to start following me, homie.
You know what I'm saying? You've been tossed like that? Look at this shit.
All that motherfucker.
I wouldn't even think ASAP had that kind of like...
strength.
Yeah. Right?
Really?
No. You ever seen him in person? He's like my size.
Yeah, but I've seen dudes your size like handle dudes.
Fuck off.
I thought he was shorter than you.
Man, that ain't the way she said though. Apparently only me and Huey caught that.
I've seen dudes your size handle dudes.
I thought he was shorter. I thought he was like
5'8". No, I'm saying like, what do you call it? Like
same build?
Yes.
Oh. But he is shorter than you, though.
Nah, he's probably my height, or he might even be taller.
Really?
But yeah, that's crazy.
I can't stand
Mike, you're not a small guy. You're really not.
I think. I don't think he was saying
no,
he was.
No, I was. I'm not a big guy. Like, you wouldn't look at me and be like, oh, that guy's about to toss somebody across the street.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that.
I don't need your ad libs.
She's the queen of ad libs, man. I swear she is.
Why not make me like Bruce Lee, man?
Apparently ASAP is.
So anyway, so he turned himself in voluntarily, and he was immediately taken into custody, and they held him because they were afraid he was going to leave the country, and that's it. So the U.S. Embassy is involved, and here we are, man. Yeah, it is, man. Like, because they clearly, as everybody saw, and if you are listening, if you haven't watched it, check out the video. But you can see they were not trying to fight these dudes at all, man. And they just kept messing with them. And then, because the first time I saw any mention of the fight was they were saying he was sitting there defending women getting their ass slapped by those men. And I was like, oh, he's being a hero. But nah, it was a lot more than that. So, how do you say this, Haley Berry?
I think it's Bailey, nigga.
Haley Berry.
Oh, there it is, right there.
Get out.
She's the the Little Mermaid now.
Yay.
And, I think that's dope. I think she's going to
be a little
Let's say what happened first, because we haven't even gotten that far yet.
Sorry.
Ariel's supposed to be white.
She'd be white.
I
agree. Want these black folks trying to swim? No,
right,
niggas can't
finish
swim.
Finish the story.
No, I mean, that's pretty much the story, is that...
Halle Berry is playing...
Halle from Chloe and Halle.
I've never seen the book.
What is that?
Halle.
I think it's like a group.
It's a group.
And ask you to repeat yourself. What the fuck is Halle and...
Beyonce loves
Halle. Oh, it's a singing group?
Yeah, it's a singing group.
I've never heard of them before in my life. But continue. I mean...
Yeah, break it down, Sophie.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was selected to be Ariel in the new... Little Mermaid live film?
I think so, yes.
Live film. It's a film, not a Broadway show, right?
No, it's like a live action. Right? Like they've been doing like with Aladdin and Lion King. Like they're making like just pretty much live.
Okay, cool. Yes. Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah. I mean, she has experience acting. She's on Grown-ish. She sings fucking exceptionally, and she's going to sound like a Disney princess. So I think it's the perfect fit.
But she ain't white.
She ain't white, though.
But you know what? You know, I was seeing a lot of things like, the fact that the Little Mermaid was probably never supposed to have been white to begin with, because she's like from the Caribbean.
The area, yeah.
Yeah, the area. It's just kind of like gentrified to begin with. So I'm just like, that's very interesting.
There ain't no black mermaids, man. You ain't never seen a black mermaid.
I mean, we about to.
Nigmaid. What do you call them?
Nigga maids.
Mer-nig.
Mer-niggas.
Mer-nigga.
Afro maid. Afro
mer-nigga. You saw that mer-nigga up the water? Shit was mammoth.
Was it crawfish and shit? That shit was crazy.
That shit do be killing some goddamn lobster in the shit and all that, don't she?
Mm-hmm. She eats lobster? The Little Mermaid does? Say,
well, no, wait,
wait, wait. Wait. That's, you know,
I'm thinking about,
that's Sebastian.
I'm thinking about Splash. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's not eating Sebastian.
No, no, I'm thinking about Splash.
Sebastian's the Jamaican one, right?
Yeah, no. That makes sense. Now you think about it. Sebastian was Jamaican.
Oh, yes.
That don't make no sense why.
Yes. What's her other friend? She has more. Isn't it Gilbert?
Like that fish?
Yeah, what's that?
Yellow, that big ass yellow
fish. Flounder.
Flounder, yeah.
Hey, does he sound white, Flounder?
No.
Yeah. I think he did. I
so Flounder is white, Ariel's white, and Sebastian
is Jamaican.
He's a crawfish.
He's a lobster, I think.
He's not a crawfish.
Yeah, he got a lobster.
He's a lobster.
I thought he was a crawfish.
He's not a crawfish.
That would be a big ass crawfish.
Let me see.
I mean, it's a cartoon movie. I thought it was a big ass crawfish.
Big ass guppy and shit.
That was a big talking crawfish. That's why he was Jamaican.
Oh my God, he might be a crawfish.
Thank you. He's a crawfish. Well, he a crawfish.
Wait.
Yeah, I don't think he's a lobster now that I think about it.
He's a crawfish.
I don't know.
Oh, he's a Jamaican crawfish.
He's like a crossbreed.
That shit,
I might look like a
mad bag then. Shit. It's a cartoon.
See, it's a crawfish. So, that's not a lobster. So then you really can't make Ariel black. Ariel gonna break his head off and suck the juice out of
me. Both are delicious.
That could be a crawfish. That could be a lobster, though.
This could be a lobster.
Thank you.
Ew, yuck. Get it together.
I
think
I can pull that shit out. That shit now. Like,
wait. That should be hold on.
He'd be a crab, too, though.
Nah,
he's definitely not a crab. There's no
crabs
big shell.
Like round and fat and flat. Yeah.
He's a crawfish.
Sebastian is an animated crab.
Yeah, see?
That ain't no fucking crab.
That ain't no crab.
That is a crab, yeah.
Nah.
It don't look nothing like no crab.
Like a damn crab.
Now that I think about it, he's a crab.
Yeah, he's a crab.
Crabs are circular.
It's like a circular body.
Okay.
In a flat.
Well, he's a cartoonist crab.
There's different
crab.
Types of crabs.
No, that's a crawfish. No, they just embarrassed about it.
Have you ever saw
that? What's that Wikipedia?
I thought he was a crab.
He's a crawfish.
That's a crab.
Wait.
That
it says
a fucking crab.
It says, why does Sebastian look like a lobster? This is the Google response. First of all, Sebastian looks more like a lobster than a crab.
Thank you.
Crabs don't. Whatever. They just have little eyes sticking out from their shells, and Sebastian's head is definitely distinct from his body. Crabs are also round bodied and tend to scuttle sideways. Oh my God, who got this in depth with this shit?
I mean,
it's crab.
It's a cartoon.
It looks nothing like a crab. It looks like a crawfish.
Okay, fine.
That's a Jamaican crawfish.
You're not about to call him a crawfish.
That is a crawfish.
That's disrespectful.
Sebastian the crawfish. Why is it disrespectful?
Do they have crawfish in Jamaica?
You know what I mean? Yeah. On the rocks and shit.
Do they really?
You asking me? You're the one
in the
been
mud.
There?
Well, I never had crawfish when I was there, so I would say no.
But he looks more like a crab than a crawfish, actually.
No, he doesn't.
Nah, he don't like a crab at all.
Right.
He doesn't like a crawfish at all.
He looks more like a crawfish than a crab.
Think about a crawfish. Like, the legs are all under the shell like that. Like, he definitely doesn't look like a crawfish.
He walks upright in the movie, though,
right? He could be a lobster as well.
The only thing he looks like is a crab. The only thing he looks like is either a crab or a lobster. He does not look like a crawfish. He does not look like a crawfish at all.
He looks a little like a crawfish.
He looks right there when he's sitting there. He kind of. Like,
how are you telling me
he looks
not
a little crawfishy?
Like a fucking crawfish. That's a crawfish.
Let me see
and
a crawfish.
That's Sebastian.
Hold he doesn't have whiskers and shit though.
I mean,
like, for a
I already know what they look like, but I just want to see one.
Yeah, look at me. This is hilarious.
What the fuck?
We're talking about Halle Berry.
Yeah,
Halle Berry.
Yeah, we do.
That's hilarious.
That is a fucking crawfish. That is not a crab. That looks way more like a crawfish.
To be honest, that looks like a lobster.
Well, crab or crawfish
like
and lobsters look alike.
Yeah,
maybe the person that drew it picked the
got
wrong reference.
Maybe they got confused.
Maybe they just didn't know.
Or maybe they made a little black character, and then when they said, oh, it's a crawfish, they're like, oh, no, that's too racist.
Ooh, Flounder
and the higher-ups
so
didn't take it down.
Yeah, the higher-ups didn't take it down quick enough. They didn't have Kaepernick in the room.
Anyway.
So this is a live-action movie, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a live film. And it was funny because when they were doing the casting, they, I think, just chose who's going to play Ursula. And the internet erupted with this whole who should play
that's
Ursula.
That's the villain, right? That's the villain.
Right. Yeah. But everyone, well, I'm not going to say everyone. A lot of people were like, she's clearly black. I feel like Ursula is black. When they chose her character, because she's, I think, going to be played by Melissa McCarthy. And they were like, no, she's clearly black. And, you know, I asked the internet and a couple other people took to Twitter and they were like, what exactly about Ursula makes you think that she's black?
Because she's thick.
Mm-hmm. She was.
Oh, right. Yeah. She looked like a mammy.
Let me see.
Oh, my
They should have got Oprah. You told her to beat me.
I would go to her house and eat.
Like, oh, call her, yes. When she got kids?
What do you got, the mash in there?
She got that arm fat.
So, in the recent weeks, I've learned that the reason why Ursula won't be played by a black woman was because she was inspired off of the drag queen. I forgot her name, but this is her.
Oh.
So you can see that the resemblance is canny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncanny.
Or, yeah. Uncanny.
Interesting.
So Melissa, you said Melissa McCarthy
is going to play her, I believe. Yeah.
Are they mad?
Who? Melissa who?
Melissa McCarthy? You
know, so,
her. Oh, yeah. That's actually a good cast. Yeah.
I think she would play her well.
No, that's a good casting. Yeah.
That is. That is.
Yeah. Anyway, so for those of you who have not heard, a lot of people are still being introduced to Halle from Chloe and Halle. They're usually like a duo. So to see them do something individually is going to be, I think, refreshing. You know, they always typically work together. But she does have a video of her singing, and I feel like she's going to do really well. I was trying to show y'all.
I mean, I've heard her voice before. I think that's
She sounds amazing.
She's gonna have that red hair and stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's gonna be dope.
Yeah. I think she has like that innocence too.
And Bow Wow's gonna play the guy, right?
Get the fuck.
No, I think
why are you
gonna
be weird for you?
That's what I was told. Who?
Because it's live.
Excuse me.
I just never saw Ariel. I don't know. I think I'm gonna have a hard time seeing Ariel as black.
I think you have to like see her when she's like done. That's kind of like how we thought about when Will Smith was a genie.
I mean, is it hard for you to see Scarlett Johansson as everyone else? Literally.
He probably didn't see any of those movies though.
Oh, I mean. I feel like that's weird for everyone else who should have had her.
Bow Wow should play the love interest.
He should.
I'm with you.
For what?
Even though it's, huh?
Why?
This is Bow Wow. Roll bounce?
Yeah.
You're trying at this point. Okay.
He can roller skate underwater towards her. Sebastian can be beatboxing in the background.
Oh, shit.
Played by granddad.
Yo, I'll get that Disney check real quick.
You'll be like, oh, you got something to do. That'd be hilarious.
I do want to clean it up, though. Like, I think it's dope that, you know, a black woman is getting another lead role in the industry. It's just, I guess, why not find a different role for, like, just something new? Like how they did Frog Princess?
Princess
and the Frog or something like that. Like, just find just a new character altogether. Mm-hmm. Like,
you've been brainwashed, my brother.
What you mean?
No, I agree
with
Roger. No.
I disagree.
Disagree with, I don't
films
understand.
Have been traditionally played by white people because they controlled everything.
The narrative,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so who knows what opportunities could have come about if it wasn't the case. And I like that it's dope that, and I know you're not saying you don't, but I think it's dope that they're going back and they're starting to rewrite and recast all of these old films and put people of color in them.
But it comes off a little bit as pandering.
It does.
Because
it,
I would rather these companies start writing actual roles for
like original stories.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I think me and Rod are kind of on the same side where it's like, I don't think either one of us is saying it's bad.
No,
right.
It's just I would prefer that if y'all start creating new characters instead of like. Like, when they were talking about making Superman black, it was like,
yeah,
for
like,
what? Who cares? They
can
have the little white Superman.
Give
us Power Man. Make Power Man a bad motherfucker.
Right.
I mean, you don't feel like we could do both, though? I feel like both would be good.
We could.
Yeah, both could be good, but in my opinion, would be better.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
I'll take both.
I'll definitely take both, especially because, you know, I did see a whole bunch of people saying that, Ursula should have been black because probably just for no other reason that she was fat and could sing. But the fact that, again, they gave that role to Melissa McCarthy because the actual character, as we just saw, was based on a drag queen named, I want to say, Divine.
And they're not going to make multiple black characters in the same film. Like
I wouldn't
that. That would be weird.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
I wouldn't think so. But I don't know. I just kind of feel like if, you know, Ursula had been cast as black, that would have been more messed up than a mermaid who was apparently based on nobody white, you know, to come into fruition.
But I think it's situational too. Like when the Fantastic Four put Michael B. Jordan in as Johnny Storm. Yeah, that felt weird. The Black Superman, that feels weird. Even though there is one, but why make Clark Kent that instead of bringing the one that they actually have?
With the hammer?
Yeah, bring him. But it was interesting when we were leaving the movie theater last night, my son, you know, said when we were riding home, he was like, but here's something I don't understand. In the movie, Mary Jane was black, but everywhere else, she's white. I don't get that. And I was like, okay. and I really didn't know how to answer that, but, and I just answered it as best I could.
So, like, you're basically saying that if they, you're talking about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, the new movie.
Right.
Yes.
So, you feel like to keep consistent, I guess that is tricky because it's like if you switch the main character, do you switch everyone else in that universe to match?
Which is what they did with some of the other characters because all of the characters in the comic were white. In the movie, they're different. They're not all white. They're, you know, people of different races and colors. So that's kind of how I explained it to him. I just was like, yeah, they just cast different people for more diversity. And I told him, I said in the comics, they were all white. But now they just wanted to do something different or cast them different. It's still weird for me to watch them a little bit, but.
Well, there's another, wasn't there a second comic that had these people in them, right?
I'll have to ask.
The Ned, the best friend or whatever, but his name was something else in the comic and he was still like Asian or something. I don't know. Either way, Black Mary Jane didn't really bother me like that. But if Spider-Man came rolling down and he was just like a brother, I'd be like, "What? This is weird."
And to your point,
had a flat top and
right, instead of making Peter Parker black, they created Miles Morales.
Exactly. So which makes more sense. Exactly.
But again, so it's situational. It depends on how it's done.
Just right, and that's what I'm
saying. So we're basically saying the same thing. Have y'all ever seen The Honeymooners? You remember the old show, black and white show back in the day?
Yeah.
You remember it though, right?
With the guy, I knock her to the moon, Alice.
Yeah. So, you know, they redid that with Cedric Entertainer and Mike Epps.
No, I did not know that. And I'm glad I didn't see it.
I don't want to see that. Like, it's like, okay, I don't remember. I mean,
or like Black Annie. You ever see that?
Yeah, Black Annie.
She was trash.
It's like, why?
Just create a new one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Shanquisha, and she, you know.
Yeah, but The Honeymooners.
She can rap.
It was like Gabrielle Union, Cedric the Entertainer, Mike Epps.
Yeah, basically, it was a Black Honeymooners movie, and they thought they would have.
That's
what I'm saying.
And like, it's not like black folk grew up watching The Honeymooners. Like, right. Oh my God, are we going to go see it? Like, right, I never watched that shit growing up.
Who would that appeal to?
Right, exactly. So I was like, that don't make no sense.
I feel like it could appeal to a new generation of people.
But then just create a new character, then, if you're appealing to a new generation. If you're riding off of the wave of the old generation, that's not going to appreciate that shit because really only white people really watch The Honeymooners. So it's like, why would you then fast forward and be like, oh, we're going to ride off of this and make them black?
Or I Love Lucy and see shit. That. Like, why would you make a black I Love Lucy? I don't
or
care.
A Black Three's Company. Yeah. It's like, nobody wants to see that.
That's like if they said, we're going to make Sanford and Son, but all white people. Like, you know, like.
Oh, man.
Exactly. Like,
Jesus
nah.
Christ.
White good times and shit.
Yeah. Good times are always good. You can
I ain't not sure about that. Fuck wrong with y'all.
Y'all don't have to worry about that because they're not going to mess up their brand. They're not going to mess up the white brand and start putting people like that. It's not going to happen. They
Can you imagine how that theme music would sound? That shit would not sound so sweat off.
Good times.
It's keep so good.
In our head. No.
It's always good. It's never bad. Sorry, Foya. It's always good.
That old theme music was soulful, boy.
Eric Como doing the theme
yeah,
song.
Yeah, exactly. Robin Thicke.
Hey, well, you know.
He ain't doing nothing. They good black folks done kicked him out the house, so he got to go get some money somehow.
Did you guys hear about Mark Char, Miss Hawaiian?
Mark Char? Is he a Spider-Man villain too?
No. But he went to court wearing blackface.
Oh! My God.
Because he felt he was being mistreated.
He's lying!
Yes.
He's a white guy!
Oh my God, Mike, you have not seen this?
Stop it!
I didn't know his name.
Stop it!
Hold on, I got stop video.
Right you got video. Right. Fucking way!
Yes!
The video is actually more ridiculous.
Yes, Mike.
Real Mike.
He is my hero.
Right, for real.
Get the fuck out.
He look like Mr. Miyagi.
He does!
You know, we'll let that commercial.
What you about to say, B?
No, I'm just saying for real. Like that's serious.
I couldn't believe.
I couldn't believe it when I was reading it too, man. I was like, "What?"
once the ancestry
How the fuck did he even get access to blackface in jail?
I think it said he had a permanent marker and he just
Hold on. Here we go. A life sentence. Leave it to Huffington Post.
Now this kangaroo court is giving me a life sentence for me trying to protect and defend myself against the attack from three guys. In essence, today, the reason why I'm like this is because I prepared myself to play my part in your kangaroo court. Treating me like a black man, so today I'm going to be a black man.
That's what he said.
That's about it, I guess, for now. Oh, also, I asked this kangaroo court to put a stay on my sentencing pending my appeals. And who's going to do my appeals?
Man.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is.
That is what amazing. His lawyer was like,
really?
He got life in prison.
He was like, can I got leave? Life?
Yeah.
Before or after this?
He's really black now.
After, yeah.
Right. He got life for
See, yeah. He already knew what was up.
He knew what's been to happen.
He was like, I ain't treat you like a black man yet.
Yeah.
Since you want to be funny, life, nigga.
That is crazy. I mean, there's a lot to really discuss about what just happened, but
Jesus Christ,
we really don't have the time. So let's go to.
Do you have the Starbucks thing on your list?
Oh, what happened to Starbucks?
Oh, that'll be quiet. I don't know what else you have on your list.
Oh, just about the damn crazy-ass ice cream girl, the Bluebell liquor.
Oh.
They got her ass and locked her ass up.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that, Rob?
I think they did, man, actually.
This chick put a video of her going into Walmart, into the ice cream section, took out one of the Bluebell ice cream, opened the lid up, licked it.
Oh, licking. I have heard about that. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought it said liquor.
No.
That's what they call
some
it.
Some liquor in the ice cream. That'd be tight, actually.
Yeah. Nah, they need to lock her. You say you don't think that's what happened?
They didn't. She's a minor, and so they said that they're not pressing charges or something.
And now it's starting to trend now, because it was another video. This dude took a Listerine mouthwash.
That shit.
Sprinkled it. You know, gargled it and shit, and then spit it right back in.
Well, if you buy a bottle with a seal crack, you kind of deserve that.
Well, right? And that was the thing that I was saying. Like, you know, if I was to get ice cream, I would, you know, if that wrapper is off, that little plastic wrapper that's on the top.
Do they have them on Bluebell?
I don't think they have that. That's why I only buy ice cream that's, like, individually wrapped and stuff like that, because I always thought in my mind somebody could probably just, like, tamper with this shit or spit in it, because they just, like, I just never felt, like, okay about just opening it and it's right there.
I want to say Ben & Jerry's is like that, too, to be honest. It's, like, it's sealed really tight because of the way that they have, like, the ice cream. I think they said they, like, they freeze it upside down or something like that so that it sticks really
but
heavily.
There's still no...
Yeah, there's still nothing. Yeah, I think maybe Haagen-Dazs has it. This whole shit was nasty as fuck.
It was, man.
It's just disturbing.
But yeah, she is a juvenile. I just read that, so they're not going to prosecute her as an adult.
But there are two other people who did the same, well, something similar, and are they not going to be investigated? Like, I get that they were going after her because she really affected. It was like a PR nightmare now.
She was stupid. You put the shit on. Never mind.
And she just had the flu. She was trying to tamper with products. So she said it was like Flubel season or something.
They,
like,
need to send her ass to jail.
I don't give a fuck, period. And everyone's like, y'all are being so harsh with the sentencing, and it should just be a slap on the wrist. And I can't believe that you guys don't know anything besides jail punishment. Bitch, kiss my fucking ass. Send this bitch to jail. I don't give a fuck. Literally. That's so crazy to me. Like, I feel like somebody, like, the person who recorded, like, I don't know if it's the person who recorded it. Somebody of age got to do some time for this shit. That's crazy to me.
Why are kids doing
felony
shit
murder
like this?
Rule?
Literally.
I know, man. It's crazy, right?
Like, that's ridiculous. Wow.
It's clout chasing. Yeah. They just want to get, they're trying to get famous doing some
people
dumb
were
shit.
People like, oh, just let her pay like a small fine and do some community service. Nah. This is crazy because this, like, literally the intent, like, this is so similar to what happened with the whole, like, Tylenol, you know, situation where they didn't have labels and then people went tampering with products and then, like, people died at the hands of it. Yeah, nobody died, but this is still, like, that's why those laws were put in place, because you can't tamper with products, A, because it affects the consumers, and B, it affects the fucking brand. Like, yes, I understand that, you know, they probably should have double sealed package, or, like, those packages where I think you have, like, the little plastic on the outside, the wrap on the outside. It's not always on the inside, but yeah, like, they should have that as well. But if you're going into the aisle, and licking something or tampering with any type of product that people are, you're putting it right back for somebody else to literally pick it up right behind you. They're going to go, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and I feel like it's very common that people go and pick shit up at the grocery store all the time, not necessarily with the intent to not look at it. But if you've ever gone to go get a Coke and then you get home and you're like, oh shit, this is diet, or oh shit, this is Coke vanilla, or oh shit, you know, this is pulp orange juice when I wanted no pulp or whatever. Like that shit happens all the time. So, and she just had the flu. She literally said that her intent was to get people sick. So, and she posted, like, there's literally no denying this. And people were commenting on her post, like, hey, you know, this is kind of fucking nasty and you're gross for this. And I hope they find you. And she was like, fuck that shit. Y'all just some haters. I don't care. Da 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 da. Lock that bitch up. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. What happened to Starbucks?
Oh, we can try to be quick on this one. You didn't hear about the Starbucks thing where, These cops came into Starbucks and bought their drinks, and they were sitting over there just having their drinks. And one of the customers went up to Starbucks and said, hey, we don't feel comfortable with these cops here. And Starbucks went and told the cops, like, either you have to move to this other side of the place or leave. Yeah. You didn't hear about this? Huge.
I didn't hear about this.
And now people are like boycotting Starbucks?
Right.
Really?
Again?
Yeah. Again, yeah. But for a different reason this time. It was like before, and that's what that was the whole interesting part of the story.
Damn.
Was that Starbucks had gotten that trouble before because that random black dude just got arrested.
Right.
And they had to have that sensitivity training. So now it's like they're trying to do the opposite. But they're going way too far. Yeah. And they told these cops, either you got to move or leave. Because this person over here is uncomfortable with you being here.
Nah, bro.
And I'm surprised y'all didn't see this shit. Hell, it was fucked up.
I don't think I saw something.
I thought it was kind of fucked up, too. I don't like cops either.
I don't like cops, but it's like, if they just sitting there and they drinking coffee, minding their business, you don't just say, oh, I don't feel safe, so y'all gotta leave. Like, and then for them to actually do that shit.
And like, see, I haven't seen anybody say, like, the cops actually did anything.
Right, I was just about to ask.
All of the stories
anything.
I've seen so far said that the cops, and this isn't even just from the right side. Mm-hmm. Like, even people on the left, I haven't seen anyone say the cops did anything to
anyone. They were
just
sitting there drinking coffee and chilling. Like, I think they were just, like, taking a break, and just somebody was, like, looking at them like, nah, you can't be up in here.
Cops come somewhere that I'm at, I instantly get uncomfortable. But I would never go to the front and be like, hey, they're bothering me. Can you make them leave? Right. I would just leave. So I thought the whole thing was just weird.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, that's fucked up. Y'all need to cut that shit out, Starbucks. Lower your prices. That's what you need to do. But it's kind of like a...
Well, the cops probably drank for free anyway. So
exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. He probably wanted to kick them out. They didn't tip. They were probably mad
they got their free coffee. Like, come over there with their free coffee. I don't like them. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe.
Like QT, they get free shit in QT all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Just roll up in there, fill it up, and roll out. So, damn, that's fucked up. Anyway, that's going to do it for Topics this week. We're going to jump into commentary after we come back from this quick break. This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use that code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout. Also, listen to Is the Mic Still On the Radio Public app. It's a free, easy-to-use app. When you listen to our show with the Radio Public app, we receive direct financial support every time you hear an episode. Experience our show today on Radio Public by clicking the link in this episode's description, and thank you for listening. All right, we have we're back for comic commentary. We have two. The first is from Silly Putty 1620, who says that y'all really need to give Elizabeth Warren more credit. She's really the only decent candidate, and y'all barely mention her. I get this early, but damn, she's the only candidate with actual policy plans, and y'all are talking about old man Biden and Birdie SMH. Well, my brother, if that's the case, why don't you you should have dropped us some links and let us know what those things are.
Give us some examples.
Yeah. Instead of, you know, jumping on us for that.
Well, the thing is, we need someone that's going to beat Trump at this point. And even if her policies are better than theirs, it's about whether she'll be able to beat Trump or not, I think, at this point, is what people are saying. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it might be better than Biden, but, like, can she really beat Trump? Same thing with Kamala. It's right, like, right. Although she may be better than them, or I don't know if this is, you know, yet.
Right, right, right.
But if she was like the favorable candidate, would she actually be able to beat Trump? Which is why he doesn't have a problem pushing them. Like, oh, they're doing a great job. You know what I'm saying? Because right. he knows he can beat them.
Yeah.
Now, somebody like Biden and even Bernie Sanders, he's not sure about them, which is why he's going at them, attacking them, trying to, you know, defamate their character and stuff. So, yeah.
But he
don't give a fuck about Elizabeth and Kamala. He's like, all right, put him up there. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, he did initially, but yeah, not once Biden jumped in, then he put his attention on them. So the other one was from Kimo Sabi 94. The ironic part is that Kamala Harris came out a few days after the debate and said that busing should not be mandated by the federal government, but by the individual school districts, which is the same position she criticized Biden for having during the debate. And they actually included the link with what they were citing. So
both comments about the
debate. Yeah, I mean, that's it. It says Senator Kamala Harris said that buses should be considered by school districts trying to desegregate their locations. And she said buses should not be a federal mandate. She appeared to support and pointedly criticizing rival Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden last week. And shout out to Dio, who actually sent us the thing about Coco Gauff. Y'all saw about Coco?
Mm-hmm.
The 15-year-old?
15-year-old tennis player, yeah. She beat Venus.
Yeah, not Venus, but she beat Venus.
Yeah.
She beat Herzog. Like, she's in the fourth round, 15 years old.
15 years old, yeah.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Man. She out there killing
She said Venus and Serena inspired her a lot, so that's dope to see a young sister go ahead and do her thing at 15 years old.
She's a sister, man. And,
yeah. Cool. And 15 years old. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're about to talk about the other one
beat Serena. What's her name? Naomi or something like that? She's like black and like Asian or something like that. What's her name?
Half black, half Korean. Yeah.
I know
what you're talking about. Yeah, she beat her in the Wimbledon final last year. But she wasn't 15 years old.
Yeah. But she was young, though.
Right.
But she was young, though.
She's really young.
Yeah, she's young, though.
But yeah, this Coco is, I'm like, wow.
Coco, the truth. And and that last matchup, she was down 5-2 in the second set.
And came back.
Came
all
the way back. But this other girl's the truth, too. I think downplaying that.
Yeah, yeah, she is, too. She's the truth, too. Yeah. No, she's the truth. Yeah. She got eliminated early this tournament, though, but she's the truth.
Just, goddamn, B. She's a hater, bro.
I know, I'm just saying, but I'm talking about this year. I'm talking about right now.
And she ain't 100% black.
And stop acting like y'all care about tennis anyway.
I do.
Y'all only talk about tennis when there's black people involved.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't care about no fucking
tennis. I've admitted it. That shit's corny, bro. I've admitted it. Yeah.
Just like when y'all only talk about hockey too.
Let a nigga come on a hockey.
I don't give a fuck about no hockey.
If a nigga come on there, I will.
Okay.
My kids play tennis. I actually got them lessons, like Kendall lessons. So tennis is about to be a thing.
Mike, hold on, in the black community. What's wrong about caring about something if a black person gets involved in
it's
it?
It's just hokey to me.
Oh,
it's hokey as shit to me.
Why?
Because it's a lame ass sport. It was lame before, but all of a sudden now it's not lame because there's a black person playing it. Golf is lame as fuck.
Tennis is not lame.
But then when fucking Tiger showed up, I gotta go watch some golf. Y'all corny as fuck.
Get out of here. I don't watch it. I play it.
Long out there. You know what you can do with that?
I agree.
Yeah,
you can put some fucking homes on there for fucking poor people. But y'all watching them fucking hit this goddamn ball 4 or 5 times and it take it and get to a goddamn hole.
First of all, tennis is dope because it's basically like a bigger version of ping pong.
But y'all were watching it before Serena?
And I like ping pong.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I knew about it. I mean, I knew the popular players, but like, I wasn't like, oh, I got to tune in for this person. Yeah, when Serena...
Because there wasn't anybody to watch, Mike.
Stephanie Graf. I remember hearing her name a lot.
You know black people put spice and shit, you know? Why would I want to watch
something? We follow like the really popular guys and, you know, as a teenager, but we didn't watch the whole sport like that. But then when you start to see some sisters get out there and wreck havoc, we were like, oh shit. Like, okay, there we go.
Yeah.
It made it more interesting to watch.
Yeah. Literally.
That's what I'm going to cheer for.
It really did.
Stop hating, Mike.
Literally.
I will continue to hate. That's weird.
It's not.
It's not weird, though.
I get what you're saying, but no, it's not, man.
It is. It's corny.
I think baseball is the only sport that it could be all black people and I still wouldn't watch it.
You might not, but Well, there's already black people playing sports. Okay, right. so not literally, if there was a black dude showing up fucking playing hockey, y'all will start watching hockey.
Sure.
I won't start like watching it, but I'll be like, oh, I think it's one dude called PK something. I forgot.
Yeah, one dude.
He was on the cover of the NHL. That was a big deal. He's on the cover of NHL video game, and I just
let us be happy for people. My God, damn!
I don't watch the games, but I'm like, damn, that's dope. That you know, finally got a black man representing.
Okay, so
hockey.
I'm asking everybody but B, since B said no. So you would start watching hockey.
There have been black hockey players, and I have not watched hockey to watch the black
PK.
Hockey player. PK, and I can't remember the other brother's name.
But
the other brother.
No S. but
I've been to hockey games before though, Mike. Before that brother.
Oh, it's tight.
You got to watch the fights.
Yeah.
No, just because Detroit, we was a real good team. Like, a real,
yeah, black
real
people
good
on
team.
Your team? Mm. Really? Just white people in Detroit? I didn't know that.
Besides
him and him?
Yeah. There's a lot of white people there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't start watching hockey because of that. Mm. You know.
So hockey is less interesting than tennis? I'd rather watch hockey than tennis.
Nah, tennis is way
better. Nah, I like
it. Tennis.
Tennis is a lot more entertaining. Yeah.
So interesting. Ping pong.
Oh, my God. It's so boring.
It's not boring.
Shut up. Yes, it is.
You got to watch it.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
I have, and it's fucking boring. My mom watches tennis because Serena's on there. And I'm like, Ma, you don't like this shit.
Hockey is basically just football on ice.
You don't watch black people ice skate?
It's boring as fuck.
That's a sport?
Ice skating?
Yeah.
Are you on crack?
I suppose so.
Yeah. Well, at least it's vegan. That.
It's cool seeing
your ass gonna be on dope.
right.
Wait a minute. You watch ice skating?
Ice skating is dope as fuck. It's one of the best sports in the Olympic Winter
move
Olympics.
Because you guys are out of your fucking
really,
minds.
Bro?
No, maybe you are.
Okay, I'll be that thing. Can we move on?
Nah, I'm out of my mind.
What sport do you play, Mike?
Ice. I don't play any fucking sport. What sport do you play?
Watching them.
And that's not playing a sport.
What sport do you like to watch?
What does that even mean? What do you play?
I don't watch ice skating.
Maybe you
how
should.
Is that like,
I don't care how black they are.
Losing, really? Losing is a good sport, too.
Oh, now you being
losing?
Huh?
Losing, I think. Is that what it's called?
You're black.
Are you talking about
that
cool running shit?
The cool running? Not the cool running shit, but
not the bobsled. No. What the hell
is this?
No, it's when you get in the little sled and it's on that slide thing and you have to like slide down as fast as possible. I think it's also a winter sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's bobsled. Well,
no,
yeah.
That's
losing
not
bobsled.
What it is.
Losing is the white name for bobsledding.
No.
Yes.
No.
Sounds like bobsledding.
False.
But I do want the black people to succeed.
I think losing like
right,
you're in it
too. I didn't say I don't want them to succeed.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm just saying y'all are corny if you're acting like the sport's automatically good because there's some black people.
No, it is a good sport. Tennis is a good
sport
to watch.
Before.
Play.
Oh,
you
my God. It is a good sport.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
tennis is
cool. That's why Mike don't like it.
It's very tiring.
You definitely got to be in shape.
Running back and forth.
Mike hated just playing it. That's why he don't like it so much.
I hated playing all sports, though. I don't think basketball's lame.
Oh, really?
No, I don't watch it, but it's interesting to watch for about 5 minutes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Tennis?
Yeah.
Golf?
Well, he did go out there and try
to
shoot
around.
Golf is literally boring.
Golf is the lamest sport on earth.
It's cool to play, though.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's fucking cool.
I like going to driving ranges, and I like mini golf, but like regular play. Like, I've played golf, like a whole, like, 18 holes. That shit was like,
it lame as fuck.
It just seems hot.
I was like, damn, this shit is fun.
You didn't have fun at Topgolf when we went?
That's not playing.
That's not
golf. It's like the driving ranges are fun.
Hitting a ball.
Playing an actual full game of golf is the most boring shit in the world. Like,
no,
that
shit's
kind of.
Who did you play with?
White people. Some old ass niggas.
Oh, that's why.
They were trying to teach me the game. I'm like, but
me and Kyle and a few other homies. Shout out to Kyle. We have a blast when we go.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't go with the right people, but I was just like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
You probably went with the uppity blacks. Old ass uppity.
They're the only ones who play golf.
Literally, exactly. Yeah.
It was a business meeting. Because it was a business meeting, too.
Not anymore. You said Dowdity Blacks.
I thought you said Blavity Blacks.
Or Blavity Blacks. Either one.
No, yeah. Golf is calm down a little bit.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Golf is ghetto now. Okay.
That shit's still expensive.
Anytime you show up on the range, they still look at you like, why the fuck are you here?
Yes.
But y'all be like, well, Tiger Woods. That's all y'all got.
I wouldn't say Tiger.
That's all y'all got.
Say my homie B was
Tiger Woods over here.
Yeah, that's right.
Tiger Woods reminds me of OJ.
Yeah.
Like
he ain't killed a white woman yet.
Like the same type of black. They give me that. All right. Well,
I don't know. Yeah, I was about to say, what does that mean?
You know, dates white woman, acts like, you
know,
he's higher
than. Yeah, man, let
black
people transcend, man.
They can. I repeat, I'm not hating on them. I'm calling y'all corny.
Wow.
And y'all didn't give a shit about these sports until a black person showed up.
You didn't even know ice skating was a sport. You're disqualified.
That hurt.
Oh,
right.
Disqualified me for not knowing anything about ice skating. Nobody watches fucking ice skating.
I don't watch, I don't watch ice skating.
Why is it in the Olympics?
White people watch ice skating. Y'all don't watch the fucking ice skating. Get out of here. Y'all not gonna sit here and try to tell me that black folks watch ice skating. Get the fuck out of here.
My grandmother always watches ice skating.
My mother watches ice skating.
Okay, so your mother and his grandmother, that's two. That's three.
And him.
You watch ice skating, for real.
Come on.
I used to watch it with my grandmother.
Okay, so that's four.
Well.
Four Negroes watching ice skating does not make that shit fucking inclusive.
People watch
Y'all
ice
sit
skating,
down
man.
Somewhere.
Black people watch ice
no,
skating.
No, they fucking don't.
They do.
Get out of
okay,
here.
Okay, wait. Serious question. Is golf in the Olympics?
Mm-mm. I don't think
well,
it is.
Well, why do you reason. Think that is?
Why are you looking at me like I'm supposed to answer that dumbass question? Like, I give a fuck if golf is in the
Olympics.
Because
it's a big sport, but clearly ice skating is an even bigger sport if it's featured in the Olympics.
Ice skating isn't a bigger sport than golf.
Why the fuck not?
There's no way.
Why don't they have a slot
Wait,
in the Olympics
out.
Then?
Is ice skating a bigger sport than golf? Does
yes.
ice skating
yes.
bring in more money than golf? Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Really?
You gotta, from an
I
Olympic
no
standpoint,
idea.
You got to look at it from a worldwide standpoint.
I said, does it bring in more money?
I don't think worldwide, like, people play
it's like
golf.
Soccer and shit.
It's like soccer. Soccer yeah. is like a worldwide sport.
Is soccer in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, don't they just have a World Cup?
No, they think they're in the Olympics too, though.
I mean, yeah,
y'all
Olympics
don't know
team.
Shit.
No,
let's move
Olympics.
On.
No,
see,
why
black people should be talking about white sports. Because y'all don't know shit.
Excuse me? Soccer ain't even a white sport. It's mostly like.
I ain't talking about soccer. I said golf.
Golf is in Olympics.
Boom, Sophie.
Excuse me? I've never seen that shit ever in my
yeah,
life.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. You don't watch that shit.
It's not enough black yeah. people. You skip over that day.
Damn, two games will probably take up an entire segment.
For real.
Anyways, so let's jump into the questions portion of the show. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. Our first question today is from... Do they need a fake name? I don't know. I don't know. Let's just go with Jonah. All right. Hello, everyone. I need advice, and I'll try to keep it short. I met this girl while in college in North Carolina, spring of 2017. She's from Georgia, and I'm from Massachusetts. I was a junior, and she was a senior about to graduate in 2 months. She didn't want anything serious since she was about to graduate, but I persisted. We continued to talk and have sex until she graduated and went back home. We've been living together since August of 2018 after my lease was up, and I'm not repeating this question again.
I didn't ask you to.
Okay, good. I'm just saying. There seems like a lot of interaction in the corner. Okay. All right. However.
You gonna check me, boo.
Mike got in trouble.
However.
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm not repeating it again. However, I constantly find myself wanting to be alone. Damn. Wait.
Huh?
Wow, that's mean.
That took a turn.
I know, right?
Right.
Wait,
right.
What happened?
No.
She's not going to repeat herself, Mike.
However, I constantly find myself wanting to be alone. I genuinely care about her, and I don't want to feel like I'm stringing her along. I feel like it's been, like, it's best for me to be on my own. I moved out here to be here with her last summer and have no family. Her and her family have been supportive of us. However, I felt the same thing back in October, and we broke up temporarily for a week. And I felt bad. And we ended up getting back together. I kept seeing her down on social media. I guess that's the reason why he got back together with her. While I can afford to be on my own, I started a new job back in November. I think there are too many factors on the con side. Cons are she's manipulative, hurtful, non-understanding, and too needy. The main reason for me wanting to stay is not hurting her. Any advice would help. You sound like you just answered your own question.
Right. Yeah, you just really? Pretty much just said...
Because I was going to say something until he said that.
Well, what were you going to say?
I don't know that he just maybe just going through some things. Sometimes you just want to be alone. Sometimes like you don't want interaction or be in a relationship.
I heard that.
You know, like I went through that for a while. I want to say about 2 years. I was cool. I was straight with being like single. But yeah, sometimes you just need that time. You know what I mean? And I thought that may have been what he was experiencing. But then he said that. And I'm like, oh, well, that's something different.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to not. Or, you know, it's okay to change your mind. Just let that person know and don't be scared that you're going to hurt their feelings. Because either way, like, this is a thing. Like, with relationships, I think people are so scared of being vulnerable and people are scared of, you know, getting hurt. But that's inevitable when you're trying to be together with somebody else. You're not always going to agree. You're not always going to be on the same side of, you know, situations, things like that. But yeah, you're gonna hurt her. I mean, don't be a dick about it and be like, hey, fuck you, I hate you, don't ever talk to me again. But I mean, you like, there can be a nice way of saying something that is hurtful. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you're gonna hurt them regardless, so just do that shit now. Don't string that shit along, because you're stringing it along right now.
Yeah, that's gonna make it worse. And it's don't know. He just answers his own question, like you said. Like, I don't know why he's like, just if he doesn't want to be with her, he just has to like let her down easy. Just like, you know, hey, you know, I want to be by myself, or I want to, you know, I want to, you know, just be alone and have her understand that. And then, I mean, it's going to hurt, but like, rather than just trying to like, oh, I don't want to hurt her feelings, and then all of a sudden, like, it comes out in the wrong way, and then this huge blow up happens. So just tell her. Just tell her. Just let her down easy.
So 3 months after living together, he realized that he wants to be by himself.
Maybe she's dirty. Maybe she realized, like, maybe he realized, like, living together is just like, sometimes when you live with somebody, like,
you realize they don't wash their legs and shit.
Cool. Yeah, you realize, yeah, you realize they got some tendencies that you don't like. You know, I don't like that. I don't like that. Shit, I gotta get out of here.
Oh,
so
I think I missed this part too. They said, we shut up. Distraction. Anyways, we've been living together since August 2018 after my lease was up and moved in with her and her family. But then it was just us two since November 2018.
See, it ain't her.
It's everybody.
It's the family.
But I mean, if they've been supportive, I mean, I get that. That's,
nah, that's a whole different situation.
But he said since November, they've been just them two.
Right.
So it can't just be the family.
Yeah, I don't think it's been.
They wore his ass
I don't think
down.
It was that long.
Mm-hmm. It was long. Sometimes it can be long enough.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It can be long enough with some families.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, for real. Yeah. Yes.
You realize I'm going to be with them for the rest of my life and we hook up?
I couldn't imagine that.
Exactly. I feel that, actually.
Eject.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably why he doesn't want to tell her, because
out of here.
He'll probably say something like, it's your family. Like, I don't like your family.
Well, that's the best way.
Yeah.
It's better than saying it's you.
But she's also manipulative, hurtful, non-understanding.
What a fucker. Go ahead and just hurt her feelings then if she all that. Like, I don't.
Just wait until y'all get the next fight that she started and be like, you know, I can't do this anymore, and bounce. Easy peasy.
I like it.
Start a fight, yeah.
Don't
escape plan.
Start
easy peasy.
A fight.
Don't start it.
But I mean, if she's all these things, it sounds like a fight will start itself.
But
just wait for that right opportunity.
He was the one that pursued.
She didn't want to be. Yeah,
because she looked good on Instagram. You said.
But she, you know, that's what she he wanted to get cool. back together
that's,
with.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Right. She was like, she wanted to just, look, we can just do the little friend.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, I want to lock this up, baby. Yeah, I want this.
She
just want your ass.
Right.
You want to have.
Sometimes that happens, though.
I mean,
you can want somebody and then be with them and be like, this is trash. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. He should have knew that.
Oh, come on.
Going in.
She looked good. That's what it sounds like. He didn't like her personality.
Yeah, physical attraction.
Yes.
And when the personality
But he was already getting the draws.
No, they weren't, because they called it off for a minute.
I thought they said
no, she said, he said once he pursued her, then they went along and they started having sex.
Then they broke up.
Yeah. Then they broke up.
Then he got back together.
So
he
tried to get the draws.
Right. He probably couldn't get nobody else and was like, well, shit, damn. Old school looked good. Let me go ahead and see what this is going on.
Right.
Let me go ahead and take my horse back to the Old Town Road and see what's happening.
Uh-huh.
GTD.
That's right.
Got wrong.
What is GTD?
What is GTD?
Got the draws.
Got the draws.
Okay.
All right, Jonah. Well, thank you for your question. I mean, I don't.
Thank you for answering it yourself.
You made it easy. Making it easy for us.
Shit.
Yeah. Mm. She's from Georgia. He's from Minnesota. Okay. All right. There, brother. They only stayed apart for a week.
Yeah.
I said that.
He didn't have sex for a week and was like, well, shit, damn.
Things dried up, huh?
Yeah.
Not dried up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well,
got a little dusty.
Yeah. He's looking at his hand, was like, bro, I can't live with this. Right, he said, let me go ahead and call.
It's been a week.
Too long.
All right. It's been a
that
week.
That lotion
just
ain't looking good no more.
Goddamn. Yeah. Lubriderm, bro. Girl, how your daddy doing?
What's your mama up to?
Trying to go around and go with your daddy real quick, you know?
Shit. Y'all like ice skating? Anyway, man, appreciate you, Granddad, for sitting in for FIFO this week and
appreciate y'all having me,
accepting our invite to come to the
show.
I
got y'all, you know. I I'll be here when I can, you know.
Well, thank you, man.
I'm a team player with this, man.
All right, that's going to do it for us this week. Last thing, man. This is Khan's last show. Right, Khan? Yep, this is kind
of. I'm glad I
show.
Saw you, and I wasn't on, you know, work leave or break or
or
someone else.
Wherever
you be,
right?
I be busy.
Watching ice skating at the house.
Shut your ass up. Right. And what about it?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
Yep. So appreciate you, Khan. You know, for the last year. of putting up with us.
The hard work.
Putting the show together.
The dedication.
Yes, all
dealing
that.
Dealing with Ken.
Sophie, too.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Me, I'm not the only one he has to deal with. So anyway.
Although we go
shut up
to the end of the road, and I can't let go, it's unnatural.
They don't sing like that no more.
Nobody go to church no more.
Man.
This is true.
Period.
This is true.
Hey, you see that? You see that shit I linked you on when she was talking about? And I was like, man, me and Ken was having that exact same conversation.
Y'all are still miserable when it comes to hip hop, though. But it's okay.
Anyway. We're going to catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.